Petition against WHO's globalist pandemic treaty gains 125,000 signatures in Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on May 19, 2022. Over 125,000 people in Britain have signed a petition demanding a referendum on the decision to join the World Health Organization's so-called pandemic treaty. On Sunday, the World Health Organization, WHO, will gather at the Palais des Nations in Geneva for its 75th World Health Assembly, in which all countries of the world, except Taiwan, are invited to debate the future of the global response to the Chinese coronavirus and potential future pandemics. The agenda this year will see countries discuss the adoption of a pandemic accord, which would further empower the globalist project of the United Nations when it has determined a public health emergency has occurred, which some have warned will nullify the ability of nation-states to determine their own course during a pandemic. Therefore, a petition in Britain has called for the UK government, which has already expressed support for the treaty, to put the question to the British public in the form of a referendum, harkening back to the idea of the Brexit referendum to secure the UK's sovereignty from the European Union in 2016. The petition, which at the time of publication has already garnered over 127,000 signatures in little over 2 weeks, states, "We believe the public must be furnished with the full ramifications of what and how any pandemic treaty could affect them, and be given a public vote on whether the UK should sign up, before the UK government signs up to this." In line with the UK government's rules on official petitions, as the document has the threshold of 100,000 signatures, the National Parliament is obliged to consider the motion for debate. Failing to even engage with the public about such a proposal, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, alongside other global leaders and WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, penned an open letter last year calling for the ratification of such a treaty. The main goal of this treaty would be to foster an all-of-government and all-of-society approach, strengthening national, regional and global capacities and resilience to future pandemics, the letter stated. This includes greatly enhancing international cooperation to improve, for example, alert systems, data sharing, research and local, regional and global production and distribution of medical and public health countermeasures such as vaccines, medicines, diagnostics and personal protective equipment. The leaders went on to call for a global One Health approach that connects the health of humans, animals and our planet, signaling the potential expansion of public health into the realm of environmentalism. While providing the WHO with more power has found support from globalist leaders, with the EU calling for it to be legally binding, it is unclear if the divided Senate in the United States, or indeed the Chinese Communist Party, would allow such a treaty to be adopted. Meanwhile, Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, whose foundation is the largest private contributor to the WHO and second only to the United States in overall contributions, has called for a global surveillance system to be put in place to supposedly monitor future outbreaks of viruses. Dubbed the Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization, or GERM, the organization would be comprised of international experts tasked with identifying global health risks as well as improving coordination at the international level. Gates said the GERM surveillance team should operate out of the WHO and be funded to the tune of $1 billion per year. Gates, who is currently promoting his book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic, has also argued for more funding for new, longer-lasting vaccines for the Chinese coronavirus. "We're still at risk of this pandemic generating a variant that would be even more transmissive and even more fatal," the billionaire told the Financial Times earlier this month. On top of issues of national sovereignty should the International Pandemic Treaty be adopted, there are also concerns that the further empowering of the WHO would only serve to bolster Communist China, another top donor to the organization. Former member of the House of Lords in Britain, Viscount Matt Ridley, noted that in the discussion of the parameters of the proposed treaty, no mention was made of the origin of the Wuhan virus, or indeed of the need for increased laboratory security protocols. Despite WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus admitting that the lab leak theory is a possible explanation for the beginning of the pandemic, Viscount Ridley chastised the World Health Organization for failing to listen to early warnings of a pandemic from Taiwan, which is not recognized by the UN body at the behest of Beijing, which demands the independent island nation be recognized as Chinese territory. The WHO also initially spouted CCP propaganda claiming that there was no human-to-human transmission of the virus, thereby delaying the global response to the outbreak in Wuhan. Beijing was also one of the chief backers for Tedros, an Ethiopian Marxist with no formal training as a doctor, to become the head of the World Health Organization. Noting the dangers of a potential lab leak in the future, Ridley argued that instead of further empowering the WHO, his ideal pandemic treaty should require all governments to share the genomic data of all viruses collected in the wild and to share details of all experiments being done on potential pandemic pathogens, yes, including in biowarfare labs. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.